Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever, but I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. Friends, it is 10 p.m. and I have to be up by 5 a.m. Don't ask why. Actually, I'm going to tell you why. I've been getting into the habit of working out at like 5 a.m. like a psychopath, but then again, it's not really a psychotic behavior. It's pretty normal amongst people that have lives. And so I'm like, you know, working out at home in the a.m. before I have work, so it's been really chef's kiss, and I have to do that tomorrow. So I'm gonna be speaking a mile a minute. I will be picking at my nail that I'm doing right now, like, yeah. And but anyways, regardless of my insanity and my own process of life, if you're new here, hi, welcome. You're bound to find something you like. You have a lot to look forward to. There is so many episodes. I have rambled on for 5 seasons. There is something you are bound to find. And if you don't, I know you're lying. Okay, I know you're lying. And if you're returning, hi, babe. Welcome back. Hope you got that promotion. Hope that you got that A. Hope that you are not getting your ass beat at your job, whatever the case may be. I hope that everything is flourishing for you. And if it's not, it will be. And nonetheless, this is Sunday. If you're listening to this on Sunday, you can sit back, relax, unravel, and we're going to talk about something that's not necessarily bad or good, but it is kind of bad at the same time, but also somewhat good at the same time. It's a lot. You read the title. Let's just get into it. Enough of me rambling. Let's just do it. And we're back, my fellow aliens. How are we? I hope that you're all well once again. Yeah, you read today's title. I don't really know how else to get into it except just getting into it, so we're just gonna dive right in. So my inspo for this topic is simply I have just been thinking about this. I feel like it's a topic that not a lot of people touch upon, and I feel like micro trends are very much not sustainable practices. Micro trends are truly not a sustainable practice whatsoever. And also, primarily where this is being based off and inspired mostly from is from YouTuber Mina Lee. One of her famous videos that literally was probably sitting in your YouTube recommended page for months on end. And she was just chilling there. And it was basically her video analysis on TikTok being very, very unsustainable for fashion and overall fast fashion, and including the topic of micro trends, which we'll get into today. But nonetheless, not all info that I have sought today to speak upon is from her. However, I will get into the gist of what she was talking about. I have mentioned her on my podcast a couple of times. She's really great. You guys should definitely go follow her and subscribe to her channel. Love her stuff. But nonetheless, microtrends are primarily in fast fashion, but it applies to all aspects of life, I feel like, or especially modern society. So microtrends definitely are seen a lot heavily in fast fashion, but they do have other roles in other fields and industries. But primarily this episode will be focused on the fast fashion aspect of it. However, with like a little dash of certain other industries that involve microtrends. But nonetheless, let's just get into it. Number one, section one, microtrend, what is it? So there are two definitions, and there's one of them out of the two that I actually favor the most. So number one, that's not my primary one. The first definition I found was according to the blog, it's called whatis.com. I will be linking a lot down below if I remember, because I don't know why I've been forgetting these past few episodes that I say I'm going to link something and I never do. Hopefully I remember this time. Regardless though, so what is a microtrend according to whatis.com? So to quote, a microtrend is a tendency in the direction of some phenomenon that is fairly pervasive within the given sphere of influence and lasts for a few years. Microtrends are common to business management. And now for my actual favorite, definition. So according to the blog Smart Capital Mind, microtrends are business and economic trends that are associated with specific sectors of the marketplace and tend to involve only a small percentage of activity or movement that is occurring, sometimes limited to an impact in a given geographic location or having relevance to a specific demographic or set of demographics, the influence of microtrends on the overall economy or marketplace is indirect rather than direct. While subtle and sometimes unnoticed, trends of this type can exert an impact that is experienced long after those trends have subsided. That's personally my favorite definition. I feel like that was more like to the point, but I'll let you guys simmer on that for a little bit. And like I said, everything will be linked if I remember regarding what is a microtrend. So essentially, in really easy terms to break it down, microtrends are a trend that are famous, well-known, go viral, etc. And speaking of modern day terms, that have their high and their climax and their utmost fame and attention, then it's quickly to fall down. It collapses like faster than it goes up and stays relevant. So to make it easier for anyone to understand, in case you don't understand yet, which is totally fine, it's a new definition for a lot of people, let alone me. I definitely found out a couple months ago what it was, and it makes so much sense. But microtrends versus fast fashion, the second section for today. Like I mentioned, Mina Lee, she goes into it in heavy detail, and she quotes a lot of other great sources and blogs and everything. But this section of this part of the episode is definitely inspired mostly, like I said, by Mina Lee, the YouTuber. And I have referenced her a bunch on my podcast already. And so I know you guys should really check out her videos. She does great analysis of certain topics, concepts, societal, like Gen Z, millennials, like just current things that people don't talk about yet. It is discussed in some aspects. Nonetheless, though, if you do want the deep analysis with everything else in between, like all the lines, everything else highlighted and annotated for you, basically, just go check out her channel and her video, which I will be linking as well. However, on my episode today, I'm just going to break down the different ways microtrends can happen, like we've seen before. And so in Mina Lee's, in her video, she was stating how celebrities and public figures start fashion trends, then everyone starts jumping in. And I remember a key element that she mentioned was how celebrities prior to social media influence and social media access were basically just like, they were famous and you would know about them only through television, only through news outlets, like not even like really that much Twitter, not really that much like Instagram. Instagram was not that hot back then. I feel like MySpace and those early like 2K, those eras of technology were how you found out about people, or like Reddit, if anything. I feel like those were the pioneers and they continue to be. And that's how people found friends. That's how people found out about certain celebrities. I actually remember hearing about Jeffree Star, of all people, get his start on MySpace. I had no idea, or something along those lines. He started off in either MySpace or like any like an older website. And my sister, I remember, she was like obsessed with him. It was so funny. And it was just great to know, because it's like he started off very young, and like his, you know, music career at the time that he wanted to start off with, and then, you know, he turned into something else. However, though, nonetheless, the amount of access that we have to celebrities now is quite literally the touch of a button. I can open a new tab on my laptop right now and go tweet at any celebrity that I want. Whereas when you were younger, like I'm talking to Gen Z in particular, if you were as internet obsessed like I was on the internet way too young than you should have been, you were tweeting at your faves, you were tweeting at people you were admiring at the time, as if they are ever gonna care about you and respond. And it made you feel like you were important. It made you feel that you had some access to these celebrities that you admire and that you respect. And then you get older and you're like, wow, that's really crazy to think about. And I feel like it's just so, I don't know where I was going with that sentence, you guys. I have no idea where I was going with that sentence whatsoever. But nonetheless, in all, like, celebrities are a lot more accessible to the public, and we can probably run into them way more often than we would with, like, back then. And when I say back then, I literally mean, like, early 2K. Like, that wasn't even that long. I mean, it kind of feels like it was a whole decade ago. It was a long time ago. But nonetheless, though, I feel like
you could literally just be vibing in LA. Like me personally, I'm not gonna say where I'm from, like what part of California I'm from. I'm literally from Southern California. However, I'm just gonna say that the Kardashians lived before their whole fame and fortune shit. They lived relatively close to me. They are considered the same county as me, even though they, you know, came up in life and stuff like that. And present day, we don't obviously live in the same city, but they're not as far as I would expect them to be. You know, I feel like if you know, you know. If you're from California, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're from Southern California, and specifically the part I'm speaking of, I only don't say my actual location because I really don't want people to find where I am. Just out of like safety measures, if that makes sense. But nonetheless, though, realizing that growing up, like Miss Kim K, before she was the Kim K, she was going to my local community college long before she was Miss Kim K. All right. She was doing it. All right. She was at my local community college. I'm so serious, you guys. Like, and that's how it became a thing. Like, I just think that it's just so crazy to think how, like, these celebrities were once accessible to me before they were even celebrities. And now it's, like, they're still accessible, but, like, they're, like, nowhere to be found when you're on public and stuff like that. But you also might run into them. You never know. It's crazy. But nonetheless, celebrities and public figures, they would start fashion trends. You would see it on red carpets. You would see it at premieres. You would see it literally all over the news. Like, Lady Gaga, for example. That woman went on every event that she was ever invited to, making a statement, and you would know about it. Lady Gaga is the perfect example. You would see her making a statement in whatever she wore, whatever she did. She has even stated in her, I believe her Vogue or I don't know what channel it is, but it's like the video where celebrities and public figures, they go through a couple decades of their lives in fashion. So they see like all their fashion looks from certain eras of their lives, certain years, certain events they went to years prior, et cetera, et cetera. And I was watching hers and she really was making a statement with everything. And she stated that fashion is an art form and it's also performative and it can be a lot of things. It's meant to be a million things at once. And I find that personally really great and inspiring. But my point still stands is that Miss Gaga, she wasn't really using Instagram or Twitter or anything like that to promote her fashion. Like, she literally was just showing up to award shows and events and premieres and everything else in between in something insane and something so different, something so unique that no one else would expect or see coming, to the point where even if you didn't like her music, even if you didn't like her at all, you would still kind of be curious to see what she brings to the table. You would be like, oh, new event. What's Gaga wearing? Who's her stylist? Who is her designer for the night? You know, that's what I'm talking about. The micro trends, they build. And that's how it was, you know, before micro trends were a thing. Trends were started by celebrities and for celebrities. And it's like the accessibility to build and be, you know, following in those trends were a little difficult because it's like, oh, well, these stylists are like so talented and so experienced and they have connections with everyone in the fashion industry, while you want to wear that same outfit that Gaga was wearing, yet you don't have the funds and or the means to do that. So now it's the complete opposite. And so I want everyone listening to just think of how any trend you know and love became famous and well-known. I don't care what year you're from. I don't care what year you were born. I don't care how old you were when you were a teenager. And whatever year it was, I want you to go in time or back in time and think about a trend that you remember how it became famous. You were there from the start to finish. You know and love it. Me personally, I think my favorite trend and or era of anything really was probably, I want to say one trend that I really liked. Don't know why. I'm actually trying to think. Actually, I thought of it. And it's actually coming back right now. It's the platform sandals. I'm obsessed with those. I actually just bought some recently, so I'm waiting for it to ship, you know. But my point is that it was very Y2K. It's like so amazing. It looked so good back then. It still looks amazing now. It may have died out for a minute, but now it's coming back. And I'm so glad it's coming back because it's gorgeous. I just think that that's like a great trend to put in, for example. I don't remember how it became really popular, but I remember that was all the rave. That was all the rave. And it still is, like, present day, even though it had, like, its moment of, like, you know, not as popular, and then now it's all of a sudden popular again. That's so how fashion works. But regardless, it's like, I want you to think about a trend you know and love that became famous and you were there from day one. Maybe it was your... maybe it was your Joe Jonas or your Jonas Brothers obsession. I know mine was. I was a big fan of Joe. He was my personal favorite. But regardless, maybe it was the Jonas Brothers. Maybe it was Justin Bieber memes, you know, like when JB first dropped One Less Lonely Girl. I remember that as if it was yesterday, okay? I remember the day One Less Lonely Girl dropped and it went crazy. I'm talking like news outlets were talking about it. Like, that's how big it was. Like, JB knew exactly what he was doing. He was in his bag. He still is. But regardless, I remember when Baby by Justin Bieber dropped. Like, literally, these are so many things and it became a trend. People started making memes out of it, etc., etc. My point is that micro trends and trends all come together at some point in time. And these trends were, at some point, I feel like everything is a micro trend at this point. I feel like everything can be considered a micro trend because once something is popular, then, wait, hold on, let me rephrase that. When you really think about it, micro trends end up being trends and that they come back and forth. I feel like with fashion, it's a big, big example. It's like, first, the 90s were cool in the 90s. Then the 90s just kind of just faded out. Then it was Y2K. Then Y2K fashion took over. And then as time has progressed, now that's the 2020s. And the 2000s in general are coming back. Flatforms, like all that stuff is coming back, which is considered an everlasting trend. It went from a micro trend to a big trend. It had its collapse after the 90s and middle 2000s. And then the 2010 hits, and then it ended up being re-popular again, as if it never left. Like, this is what I mean. This is exactly what I mean. Like, Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord. I just love that TikTok sound off topic, but I just love that TikTok sound. It's like, oh, Lord have mercy. Today drained me. Whoever that legend is for making that, they are my favorite person. It's just so funny. My point is just that micro trends, trends, etc., there's so much to it. But personally, I don't see micro trends as one fixed way of gaining attention and traction. Sometimes trends become trends by accident or without trying. For example, memes. I feel like, let's take like the most random old viral quote meme that happened. Alex from Target. What was that? That was like a fever dream. Like, Alex from Target took the world by storm. And not only that, we had Damn Daniel. These things did become, you know, viral by accident. Like, truly. Whether you want to believe that or not, it became an accident. And then with Damn Daniel, I feel like it was truly the peak definition of micro trend because this man went viral because his friend just kept pointing at his shoes and saying, "Damn, Daniel," for like a whole hour, no, for a whole minute video. Got invited on Ellen, then donated all the money and shoes he got, or lifetime pair of, I think a lifetime pair of Vans from Vans or something like that he got. And he donated it all and stuff like that. And we never heard from again. But bro, when Damn Daniel happened, your entire feed on every social media platform was Damn Daniel's audio. And you know it. That's the point of microtrend. And here we are. No one talks about it to this day. That's peak definition of microtrend. It escalated, 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 and then it hit the wall fast, faster than it did become famous and viral and trendy. I hope that's making sense. Because if it's not, I don't know what else to tell you. And I feel like, yeah, there's really no fixed way to have a micro trend become a trend. I feel like every start of the cycle is so unique. I feel like so unique, and I feel like it's so different every time. I feel like it does also depend on what the trend is. If it's a TikTok sound, it's gonna go viral, it's gonna go all high and by, and then there's gonna be a new one that comes, and it's just gonna keep repeating the cycle. It's like whenever these new audios come, then people are gonna keep using them, and then a new one comes in, and then people make new ones with those. It's a never-ending cycle. That's what microtrends are. And thus, in conclusion of it all, leads to trends dying out and people throwing out and or recycling hard articles. I don't know what I went with that. Anyways, my point, I got off topic for a second. I meant to talk about fashion in this sense, but microtrends and fast fashion do not blend. It is not sustainable. It is very much not the best way to do shopping and or shopping for clothing in general. The way it works, I feel like it definitely varies every time. But the standard way of the cycle of microtrends with fast fashion is that you see a content creator, you see someone in the public eye, someone you may be following, just someone in general. It can be any content creator in the world. It doesn't even have to be like someone famous and or has a lot of followers. They make a trend. They make an audio. They get something. They just start a new trend. They just come up with something off the top of their dome in their head. And boom, put it in a video, put it on the internet, and boom, it goes crazy. Then the micro trend starts to form by other, you know, creators and content users just, you know, making their own spin on this said sound or TikTok audio, reels, whatever. Then it gets to a higher level where, you know, you see celebrities, companies, big brands trying to relate to you and they make memes out of it, blah, blah, blah. Then that's like peak micro trend. Then we have the other peak of the micro trend where if it's a fashion company, these fast fashion brands will jump at the opportunity to make a mass production of clothing, and or, you know, if it's an article of clothing that's being trendy right now, like I remember loafers were a huge one at one point last winter or last fall or whatever, and they're still making their comeback. I will say I want a pair low-key. But if it's like an article of clothing, you will see it everywhere, and then a lot of companies will start to mass produce, let's say loafers for this example, then you see them everywhere and you can't escape it from anywhere on your feed. And with microtrends, the conclusion is that when people with microtrends, they fall into it, they participate in it, which, by the way, I'm not saying you shouldn't participate in microtrends. Trends are fun. Trends are meant to be fun. You're supposed to have fun on the internet. It's not about being all serious and being in politics and shit like that. No, the internet's meant to be a shit show. Like, that's the whole point of why it was invented, especially social media. That was the whole point of why it was invented, to distract you, to completely distract your focus, to completely move and shift your focus from something else that's actually very important to you. But hey, it's social media. That's the whole reason it was invented. That's the whole reason why it exists. To distract you, but also keep you entertained, to like really just kind of fry your brain. Bars. Not me. Okay, listen, that was a bar. I'm about to write that down. For any musician out there, don't fucking steal that shit. All right, that shit's mine. But regardless, though, when it comes to these TikTok micro trends, it becomes popular for like a couple of weeks, maybe, I want to say. Tops like a month. Then it starts to die down when a new TikTok audio or a new creative idea comes into play. It just never seems to have a finite end because it's just an ever-ending cycle in different fonts and different ways. Thus, when a new trend is in place, the old one is what? Tossed out. It's not relevant anymore. It's not important to you as anymore. It's not as funny as you thought it was anymore. And if you bought clothing to do like a haul or to have outfit ideas for a TikTok video, like very famous ones, they're like, oh, me going on a date night versus a girl's night versus staying home, like those outfit ideas or anything else involving those lines. And people went out and bought clothing for that so they could, you know, have a TikTok video and they went to go buy out clothing, order clothing online, and they can make outfits, they can, you know, and just be pretty much playing the algorithm to get more followers, to get more likes, to get more engagement, and blah, blah, blah. Because a lot of people want to be social media influencers now, bro. It's just the standard. And what do? You do everything you possibly can to be relevant. That's how it is with all social media. Not a bad thing, essentially. I'm not saying it is. But when it leads to you buying excessive clothing and catching up with trends and wanting to stay, quote, relevant, wanting to stay up to date with the trends going on right now, you begin to realize that you may not like these clothing anymore, or you may, you know, want to try something new and you have to get rid of some stuff, but you don't recycle it properly, or you don't hand off your clothing to a safe place to safely dispose of it, environmentally speaking. You know, it's like it builds and builds and builds, just like the same way microtrends do. Shit builds up, builds up, builds up, and then it hits the fan all the way down. Even harder and faster. And so, essentially, the issue at hand with microtrends and fast fashion is that it promotes waste. It promotes non-sustainability by not keeping the clothes that you bought for a video TikTok idea because it's out of style, it's out of trendy, it's not relevant anymore, it's not as cute anymore because there's a new cute thing you want by now. You know what I mean? I feel like that makes sense. I feel like that's okay. But now we move on to the topic of microtrends versus businesses. Now, listen, not only is fast fashion a major promoter of microtrends, they are no stranger to it, of course, but neither is business, and neither are businesses. And you're probably like, girl, how on earth are businesses promoting whatchamacallit, microtrends? How are businesses promoting microtrends? Because businesses are obsessed with making sure they stay in business and relevant to consumers. That's it. That's why. For example, for me personally, I follow the brand Set Active. And Set Active is an activewear brand. I'm not, like, in reality, I like their stuff, but, like, the material of some things I'm not crazy about. I just think that there is some flaw to it in Set Active. Very minimal, though. I feel like it's just me being picky. I feel like everything else is fine. However, I feel like I'm more of like leaning towards like gym clothing that's more gym related than active wear related. I will say though, I do love Set Active's like ideas and concept. It's like Set Active is like, oh, you're set for the day. Like that's their whole motto. It's like they're set for the day. Like you bring a cute outfit for gym work and stuff like that. And then you kind of move in the same set the whole day. That's the whole point of why they named it Set Active. But that's not really for me. I'm more of someone that like changes out of outfits after the gym or a workout class or something like that, because I don't really want to show the world that I've been working out too much. Like, unless I'm like really on the run and like I don't really have to go anywhere. It's like early in the morning. I don't really have to be anywhere. I'm like, sure, I'll just go get coffee and like my fit right now and my workout fit. But other than that, I'm not really too crazy about active wear and, you know, gym wear blending together. I'm more of like a Gymshark kind of girly, where it's like either you go to the gym or you don't. Like the outfit is not for both. I don't know. I don't think that athleisure, like Gymshark essentially, or like those kind of like brands are essentially like for outfits. I think they're just straight up, they look cute. You look cute when you work out and that's good, but just keep it for the workout. You don't need to put it on for anything else. But my point is that Set Active, love them. I do. I really, really do. And their social media presence and their promotions and how they market their clothing and advertisement is truly another level. I think that I'm very impressed primarily solely by their social media aspect and social media marketing and promotion of their products rather than the stuff itself, I feel like. Some of their stuff is very nice. Some of their stuff is very hit or miss. Just depends on the body type kind of deal. And also, they're not really my go-to outfit for when I'm going to the gym. I feel like I prefer to work out in something that's a little more supportive. I feel like I don't really get that support from their bras or their leggings too much. It just depends. It really just does. But my point is that they continuously stay relevant because they're always bringing new ideas to promote their articles of clothing. For example, I think one thing I do really love about the brand Set Active is that they drop monthly drops. Which, by the way, I'm not really promoting monthly drops. I think that those are horrendous for the environment, and also a lot of clothing brands continuously do it. I fucking hate it. It's really, really disheartening. I'm not promoting that. However, if we're talking about the micro trend versus business aspect of things and how micro trends can be seen as, you know, quote, good or quote, interesting and quote, you know, good for consumers and the business side of things, I will say Set Active takes the cake, and so do many, a lot of other brands that do monthly drops. But however, theirs are very special. Theirs are very particular. They do monthly drops of different color palettes solely based on cities. So they have a LA drop, which was like a certain color palette that is reminded of LA. For example, they had a Dodger blue color for their LA drop. Then for Miami, they had a couple of shades of the colors and color palette for some of their articles of clothing, and like, you know, Little Havana, Mojito, like South Beach, Soho, stuff like that. Like those cities and those names that everyone knows, but it's associated with Miami, or same with LA, like Dodger blue. Obviously you're gonna think of the Dodgers. And then same with New York, you know, like they had, I think it's like one of the colors and outfits, it's going to be called Soho. It's like very tied to the city with the colors and the names. So that's what I find very intriguing. I have not seen any brand do that before, really. Or if they have, I just haven't really seen their promotion for it. But personally, I don't agree with their mass production by dropping new articles of every month. That's just where I draw the line personally. A lot of brands do that. But the only reason that micro trends are so popular, and that's the reason why so many businesses thrive, is because micro trends are promoting non-sustainability and promoting waste and promoting excessive production, which requires a lot of energy, water, and time to do in order to create said production for consumers as requested by consumers, only to do a business aspect of it. Microtrends are very dangerous. Microtrends are not the best, I will say, but they do have a good business side. I feel like that's kind of the only light at the end of the tunnel. I feel like the rest of it isn't as great. I feel like the rest of it behind the scenes is quite fragile, quite frantic, quite, what's the word? I want to say like dangerous and very, very thin lined, on a very thin line. Clothing brands are businesses first, you guys. They need to stay relevant. Hence the urgency on their ends to do monthly drops, which leads to more micro trends. So let me explain. Micro trends are a trend that lasts on a different variety of time, depending on what the trend is. Usually the micro trends are an article of clothing, a brand, or just something going on around social media that's being discussed heavily. Then the micro trend world is just already jumping on the train to make content, provide content, and then, you know, jump on the train to make their own version of said trend, said micro trend, especially with clothing. Matching sets are very in right now regarding working out. So micro trends in this example would be a matching gym set that we all know and love. You get a nice matching bra, bottom, call it a day. Really cute for the, you know, the workout. Then what happens when there's a new trend? What happens if the new trend that happens for micro trends is mismatching sets? But you already own some matching sets. You already own so many. And you're like, well, I'm kind of torn because like that last trend, I was really focusing on wearing my clothes like one piece, you know, kind of just like a matching set. But now it's like, I don't know anymore. It's like really interesting. And monthly drops for clothing brands, it's just the urgency to stay relevant. It's the urgency to not be irrelevant. It's the urgency to still be trendy. Micro trends and fast fashion, especially brands that do monthly drops in their clothing brand, they will align with micro trends in order to stay relevant. They want to continue being a trend. They want their business to continue to be a trend, not fall that fast like micro trends do. And it's alarming. It's worrisome, truthfully, because all these brands are just promoting waste and just so much more, all for monthly drops. I'm not really a fan, to be honest with you guys. It's just like a very scary concept to think about. And I'm one to talk. I'm going to call out myself because I'm a big online shopper. I won't lie. I can't sit here and tell you that I'm perfect either. I can't sit here and tell you that. Whenever there's a new drop for something that I really like, depending on the brand, I'm very interested to get to know, maybe buy something if possible. But I'm aware that it's wrong. I'm aware that it's not perfect. I'm aware that we are human beings and we are allowed to make mistakes. We are allowed to contribute to micro trends for our sake. But when you look at the bigger picture, micro trends can be a very deadly thing only because of what they're promoting. It's a very short span of time that something stays relevant for, and then you move on to the next one, on to the next one, on to the next one. And you don't really catch a break. You're kind of just kind of trying to stay relevant, trying to produce mass content if that's what you do, or trying to stay up to date with everyone else, what they're talking about and stuff like that. And you feel like you're out of place when you're not. That's the issue. Especially for people that feel the need to catch up when it comes to fashion, you know? I take fashion very seriously. I feel like it's a very important thing for everyone to be involved in, no matter if you're a girl, gay, they, a man, whatever. It's important to invest in the fashion that you wear because fashion does speak volumes to who you are. It's a form of expression. It's a form of self-identity. And if you think I'm wrong, I've done a whole paper on this, so watch your mouth. But my point is that micro trends and fast fashion do not go well together. They do not dance well together. It's not a very safe idea. And a lot of brands are capitalizing off of that because micro trends are happening one after the other, even at the same time. And brands are struggling to keep relevancy, especially with clothing. Like, once your clothing is outdated, it's outdated. Nobody wants to be with it anymore. And the second you do wear an outdated, quote, trend, people look at you a different way. Not in a bad way, necessarily, but they look at you a little bit differently. And that's not really what you're aiming for, is it? No, it is not. No, it is not. I know it's not, girl. I am rambling, aren't I? But another major example I want to talk about regarding the micro trend topic of conversation, aside from just fashion, another business and tech example that comes to mind is the car Tesla. Yeah, Tesla, the Elon Musk thing. And my sister, she and her boyfriend have a Tesla. There's a difference between reading about a cool and tech advanced car versus actually driving it. And my sister was the one that told me that Teslas update like a phone. Like a phone does updates. Like, you know how you upgraded to iOS 16 this week? So do Teslas, just in different formats and fonts and stuff like that. I don't think anyone can comprehend how mind-blowing that is to me. Like, if you're not mind-blown by that, I'm sorry, you literally are so boring. Because, like, not once in this lifetime have we ever thought that we were going to have or live in a time where a car does updates for you like a phone would. Does no one think that's crazy? I think that's just crazy. But my point is that micro trends and regarding Tesla in this example, Tesla continues to use their software trend on their cars by always releasing new software. And then Elon Musk is on there tweeting saying like, hey guys, if you have a Tesla, this is the new update that came with it and here's what's on it, blah, 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 blah. You're probably like, how is this a micro trend? Girl, I have been seeing Teslas everywhere. Everywhere. I feel like everywhere I look, there's a Tesla. Doesn't even matter what model, doesn't even matter what color. It just exists a million times all over me. I see Teslas literally every time I go outside, every time I leave my house. There are so many of them. And microtrends and Tesla in this example correlate because people are really in love with the, you know, electric car, fancy shit, bougie shit like Tesla, right? But the fear is that it's all prime right now. I feel like it's been lasting for quite some time. I respect it enough to call it a trend. But before we can, regarding Tesla, it's at its peak right now. What happens if something does decline? What happens if, you know, it becomes, or there's a shortage of the minerals needed to make these electric cars like there was at some point? Or like right now, like we all know, like with foreign parts, with foreign oil, with foreign everything else that we have foreign ties with, and we need certain materials for said foreign creation and stuff like that, like phones, technology, cars, and stuff like that. And they come from different countries and they come from different places, and we don't have that accessibility anymore. Then the trend starts to slow down because there's a lack of things, which we already have low-key experienced already. And what happens when there's shortages? What happens if no one can access said things in time? It starts to decrease in popularity because it's not as accessible anymore. And or at all. That's the point. Microtrends are businesses. And microtrends and businesses are much more popular now than they used to be due to the pandemic. And I feel like the new microtrend that can soon become a mega trend is working from home. That's another example. Is that, or working remotely, and or both, hybrid or working from home or fully remote, etc., etc. We did not see such a rise prior to the pandemic for wanting to work from home, wanting to work remotely and stuff like that. But now, it's all the talk. It's all the topic of conversation. It's all we want to talk about these days. It's like one of the greatest things ever invented to come out of this pandemic. And so, I move on to my next section, where is microtrends versus TV. Now, I want my 90s kids, my Y2K babies, to think back for a moment. I want you to really just relish in this moment. You can close your eyes if you want. You just got home from school, and your mom, your dad, whoever your guardian or someone that you admire in your life, think of that person, very important. Think of that person. You come home from school with them, or you have someone, you come home to someone making you dinner, one of your parents, a sibling, someone you love, etc. And they're just finishing up dinner, or they just made dinner. You change out of your school clothes, maybe take a shower, maybe not, up to you. You're still a kiddo anyways in this scenario. And you're getting ready for a big bowl of your favorite dinner and watching a new episode of your favorite show. Priceless. You cannot put a price on that. You're really like, girl, where are you even going with this? I'm getting to it, okay? Remember TV though, guys? Yeah, I remember that. I remember those days. As if it was yesterday, but it was not at all. It was never yesterday, really. And so, similar to microtrends versus businesses, microtrends and streaming became the thing that we all know, and maybe not like as much. Do you know how many TV shows I see getting promoted on some random streaming service these days? I see so many of them. So many of them, bro. Endless. And sometimes I don't even hear about it until like it comes live on Netflix or something, and I'm like, huh? Why is this like 98% recommended to me? And so, speaking of Netflix, I thought that I would bring to the table today. So according to the blog Product Habits, technically Netflix wasn't the first online streaming service, video service. The honor goes to ITV and an possibly ambitious project out of Hong Kong in the late 90s. However, this is important information to know because it has to do with microtrends and TV. And so, TV streaming started off as a microtrend, and now it's become the biggest thing to happen in TV. Because I remember in TV, you would have to, essentially, you would have to wait for an episode to come out via your TV, all right? It was literally through satellite. There was no streaming service. There was no Netflix. There was nothing. You would watch TV the old-fashioned way, like we all do. Remember when you had to record an episode of something, okay? From my baddies out there that had to record an episode because you were going to be out, or you were going to be out of town, or you were going to be out with friends, or you're going to be at school, work, whatever it was, and you had to record the new episode of a show that you were watching because you couldn't watch it at home. You couldn't watch it at night. You couldn't watch it in bed while you're on your laptop streaming Hulu. That was not an option back then. And streaming started out as a micro trend because Netflix was like probably the only one that was truly successful during its introduction. I remember the day Netflix became, or like it came out and people were subscribing to it. I remember the day it came out, my sister was telling me like, yo, have you heard of this thing called Netflix? I was like, no, what? And then she would tell me what it was. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck? A streaming service? How does that even look or work? And here we are. Everything is streaming now. Movies, TV shows. That was a micro trend that became a trend and all of the talk right now for nearly a decade. To me, I find that to be insane in a good way, though. Nonetheless, though, I conclude today with micro trends that are considered to be wasteful in the sense of the fast fashion industry. But it can be successful if you're desperate enough. We have seen it all the time where businesses do monthly drops to stay relevant because they know that microtrends are always ever changing. They have to come out with new stuff and also contribute to the microtrends that are currently going on and stuff like that. And this will always vary due to several factors. There's so many factors at play when it comes to the economy, businesses, fast fashion, all tying down to the one same thing in common, microtrends. And so with that being said, friends, rhymes, bars, I am off for the night. I am tired. Oh, you have no idea, you guys. And my voice is kind of hurting from talking a lot. But regardless, though, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful Sunday. And I thank you all for your time today. Please be safe. Please stay healthy, happy, carefree. And so with that all being said, I wish you all the best, and I will see you guys next Sunday. Bye.